This is Akashvani, the news read by Renuka. The National Investigation Agency, NIA, formally arrested Tahawur Hussain Rana, the key conspirator in the deadly 26/11 Mumbai terror attacks last evening immediately after his arrival in New Delhi following his successful extradition from the United States. Rana was escorted to New Delhi by teams of NSG and NIA, comprising senior officials, on a special plane from Los Angeles. The NIA investigation team at the airport arrested Rana, a Canadian national of Pakistani origin living primarily in Chicago, soon after he emerged from the airplane after completing all the necessary legal formalities. He was taken for medical examination and was produced before special NIA judge in Patiala House Court late in the night. BJP has said that the extradition of Tahawur Rana is a big step taken for ensuring and coming closer to justice, not just for 138 Indian victims, but victims from other countries. Addressing the media in New Delhi, party spokesperson Shehzad Poonawalla said the country's security agencies have achieved great success.
नया भारत ऐसे आतंकी को चाहे पाताल से ही क्यों नहीं खोज कर न्याय के पथ पर लाने का काम करेगा और इंसाफ की दहलीज पर पहुंचाने का काम करेगा ये उस नए भारत का प्रतिबिंब है जो पाकिस्तान द्वारा प्रायोजित इस्लामिक आतंकवाद के प्रति जीरो टॉलरेंस रखता है और वोट बैंक की राजनीति को राष्ट्रनीति के ऊपर हावी नहीं होने देता है किसी भी प्रकार से उस पर समझौता नहीं होने देता है
President Draupadi Murmu, currently on an official visit to Slovakia, inaugurated the Slovak-India Business Forum in Bratislava. The event was also attended by Slovak President Peter Pellegrini and Slovak Foreign Minister Juraj Blaner. President Murmu highlighted the forum as a key opportunity to build partnerships and turn business prospects into real collaborations. She said the forum serves as an excellent platform to explore synergies and build mutually beneficial partnerships. The president urged business leaders to seize the opportunities and convert these into concrete results. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will visit Uttar Pradesh and Madhya Pradesh today. He will lay the foundation stone and inaugurate various development projects worth over 3,880 crore rupees in Varanasi, Uttar Pradesh. These projects include infrastructure development and road connectivity in Varanasi. Later in the day, Mr. Modi will travel to Madhya Pradesh and perform darshan and puja at Guruji Maharaj Temple in Isagarh. He will also participate in a public program at Anandpur Dham and address the gathering on the occasion. Union Home Minister and Minister of Cooperation Amit Shah has said that the Modi government is mowing down drug cartels with full might. In a social media post lauding the efforts of agencies, Mr. Shah said that in vision to build a drug-free Bharat, country's agencies have launched massive operations, strangling drug cartels and seized 30.4 kilograms of methamphetamine tablets worth 24.32 crore rupees while arresting three people in Assam. He added that government's offensives against drugs will continue with ruthless force. The Home Minister congratulated the Narcotics Control Bureau, NCB, Assam Police and the CRPF on this major breakthrough. Union Minister Ashwini Vaishno has said that personal details that are subject to disclosure under various laws will continue to be disclosed under the RTI Act after the implementation of the new data protection rule. Replying to Congress leader Jairam Ramesh on a social media platform, Mr. Vaishno said this amendment will not restrict disclosure of personal information, rather it aims to strengthen the privacy rights of the individuals and prevent the potential misuse of the law. The minister's reply came after Mr. Ramesh urged the government to pause, review and repeal Section 44 of 3 of the Data Protection Act, claiming otherwise it will eliminate the provision in Section 8 of 1 of the Right to Information Act, RTI 2005, which gives citizens equal right to information. The European Union has announced that it would suspend its retaliatory tariff on US goods for 90 days after American President Donald Trump imposed a similar pause on levies. And with that, we end this news bulletin.